Hi, this is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. France was once an imperial power with colonies in Africa, the Americas, and Asia, but many of them ended in terror, revolution, or all-out war. A checkered history at best, but makes for amazing movies. So, this week, I'm looking at three gripping historical dramas all about young men all facing revolutions of a sort in former French colonies. And all three are playing at the Toronto International Film Festival. One is set in Montreal in the turbulent 1960s, another in Cambodia amidst bombing and revolution in the 1970s, and a third in Côte d'Ivoire, West Africa, in the crises and war of the 2000s. Run, directed by Philippe Lacote. A crazed homeless man dressed in a burlap sack walks into a cathedral in Abidjan. He pulls out a gun and shoots the prime minister point blank. Who is he and why did he do it? The film immediately starts on a patchwork series of events in the man's life, up to the present, back to the past, and back again. Run, played by Abdul Karim Konate as an adult, is an orphan who wants to apprentice himself to a master. He quietly observes an old man, a master of the stars, of medicine, of rainmaking, and the supernatural. Later, Run becomes an assistant to a Liberian woman he meets named Super Gladys. She's a glamorous performer with red-tipped hair and elaborate costumes. A big woman, she's also a professional eater, a mangeuse. So with Run as her MC, she performs on a stage in town, shoveling with both hands massive amounts of rice and dripping roast chicken into her pie hole. Viewers applaud and pay her for the privilege. Ivoirians don't know the meaning of money, she remarks in her odd mixture of French and English. But an ultra-nationalistic movement is sweeping the country, and Run survives once again. He joins a paramilitary gang of thugs who attack foreigners. The gang becomes an organized crime faction and then one with great political pull. Still later, he meets Asa, a revolutionary played by Isaac de Bankole, and he has to decide where his loyalties really lie. This is a great look at contemporary Ivoirian history, its ups and its downs, as seen through the eyes of an everyman, a man named Run. Corbeau, directed by Mathieu Zenis. It's 1966 in Montreal. Jean Corbeau, played by Anthony Therrien, is a third-generation Canadian, a francophone, and the grandson of Italian immigrants who were imprisoned by the RCMP as enemies in World War II. His dad's a successful Italian-Canadian lawyer, played by Tony Nardi, and a Liberal Party stalwart. His mother is Quebecoise. His family's rich. They live in town of Mount Royal, and he's sent to a Catholic private school. But he keeps getting kicked out of these private schools for his outspoken political views. Jean likes jazz, or jungle music, as family calls it, and he doesn't feel connected to the Italian community somehow. Then, one day, is a chance encounter with two ruffians leaving pamphlets in the school. He likes what they say, and especially the young woman Julie, who works as a waitress in a diner, who's handing out the pamphlets. Who are they? What do they want? Well, it's the FLQ, the Quebec Liberation Front, who wants to overturn the colonial rulers, scare away factory owners and the Anglo oligarchs, redistribute the economy, things like that. So they do this first with anonymous posters and graffiti, which escalates to actual explosions. This spurred the first exodus of nervous Anglos from Quebec, and actually a rise of Toronto, ironically. Jean is allowed into this cell, despite his class, and he agrees to hide copies of their secret mimeographed publication called La Cognée under his bed in his parents' room. in his parents' home. He's only 16 years old while all this is going on. But violence grows, people are killed. Jean, Julie, and others wonder, is it worth dying for or killing for? Corbeau's a fascinating look at the genesis of the FLQ by a first-time director retelling the events of the summer of 66. Anthony Therrien portrays a passionate but confused 16-year-old in Deeper Than He Knows. Excellent. This is a great movie and a suspenseful one. The Gate, Le Temps des Aveux, directed by Régis Varnier. Please excuse my mispronunciation of Khmer words. Okay, François Bizot, played by Raphael Personnaz, who was in the Quai d'Orsay last year, is a French ethnologist living in his former French colony of Cambodia. He's married to a Cambodian woman, has a daughter, and he speaks fluent Khmer. He collects material from Buddhist monasteries for safekeeping just as the U.S. war in Vietnam starts spreading to Cambodia and Laos. He embarks on a trip one day to a dangerous area beyond Angkor Wat with his assistant and a young artist who asks for a ride with him. But they're captured by Khmer Rouge rebels led by Duch, played by Phuong Kom Phiak. He is put in irons, nailed to the ground by child soldiers. He must confess to being a spy for the Americans, but he's French, he protests, not American. I am neutral, he insists. Spies must confess their crimes, after which they're executed. But how can he confess a crime he didn't commit? So Bizot and Duch enter a prolonged period of discussion. Both appear rational. Ironically, Bizot turns to Buddhist scripture while Duch quotes French political philosophers like Vigny. Bizot is Jesus-like, bearded, dressed in austere black cotton. Will he and his friends survive or escape the torture-filled prison camp? Okay, the movie continues until the apocalyptic mayhem of the fall of Phnom Penh and the closure of the French embassy. And unspoken is the mass murder, the killing fields that would follow. Though selective in its laying of historical blame, things like U.S. bombing, CIA overthrow of the president, French colonial crimes, those are all left out. But it's still an exciting and breathtaking, though darkly beautiful, look at the last days of Europe in Cambodia. Run, Corbeau, and The Gate are all playing at TIFF. Go to tiff.net for details, and movies are still on sale, including free screenings this weekend. Check it out. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.